boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I'm notorious to send text messages that make absolutely no sense at all.
Quite often. And when you ask, huh? She just leaves you on read.
Because I'm like, figure it out. I think you can figure it out. Most of the time, it's because I do the voice to text and Siri hasn't quite figured out what I was trying to say. And I'm like, good luck, Taylor.
Or you're doing it when you're getting in the car and it's like, ah, geez. And I'm like, where did that come from? Oh, she shut her hair in the door.
Exactly. Well, yesterday I asked neighbor man to bring me home something to for dinner because I did not feel like cooking. And I was like, can you bring me home something for dinner? He's like, what do you want? So I told him. And then he said, got tap. And I'm like, is this a new slang?
Got tap?
Yeah. Okay. So then I'm Google searching this. I'm like, what does got tap mean?
You're Googling it instead of just saying what?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, Urban Dictionary. I'm like, okay, what else can we figure out from this? And I'm like, none of this makes sense to what I just asked. Can you bring me home food? And I would assume you'd say, yeah, right? But he said, got tap. No, it was a mistake.
He meant got it.
Yep.
You would have saved yourself so much time.
I spent 20 minutes researching what got tap meant.
Literally, you could just say what or even question mark the message.
Yep, and I wasted 20 minutes.
You've got to become a little more brave, I think. It's so funny that you were panicking about not knowing what a text message meant, and instead of like Googling it, you just suffered, really.
Mm-hmm.
Or just asking, I should say. You just suffered and Googled for forever. I had a panic moment this morning over Snapchat.
Oh, man.
I'm not really a Snapchat user. Mm-hmm. The only person I Snapchat on the regular is my brother.
Because we got a streak.
We got a really long streak. And I don't know, we just literally snap each other right away in the morning, and that's pretty much it. So I woke up. I looked like I had been alive for 5,000 years. Bad. Okay. Nobody's cute.
Ugly.
Yes. And you know, front camera, when you first open it, it's scary. Nobody should see that. But that's what I send my brother because he's my brother. He's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So I did that and went to send it to him and realized I sent it to one of our coworkers.
Who?
Lambo.
Oh, my God. I was wishing it was me.
I did not. She must have been in my recently snapped and I accidentally sent it to her. And immediately I was like, oh my God.
She doesn't need to see that.
She doesn't need to see that. She doesn't need to see me like that in that state and be like, why is she sending me this? Is this a good morning snap? Is this a cry for help? That's probably what it looked like. So quickly, I had to figure out how to delete a snap that you had sent. And luckily, that feature does exist.
I didn't know that.
You just press and hold and hit unsend. Thank God.
Oh, man, she missed out on a great selfie. Did you tell her?
No. Because you still get a message that says, Taylor unsent a message. She never asked what it was. So, Lambo, sorry about that.
You missed a really good ugly selfie.
Would have been really great blackmail.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Hold up. I am taking over Trending with Taylor. With breaking news, Trending with Taylor.
This is not going according to plan.
Taylor's not having a good day. 2 seconds before we turn on the microphone, she finds out that the love of her life, Justin Bieber, is officially no longer ever going to be the love of her life. Obviously, he's taken by Hailey Bieber, but she's pregnant.
Dude,
news is out.
Why? I should never open Instagram ever, ever again. But what I just opened it to was a post from Justin Bieber. And I was like, oh, my God, they got remarried because it's like she's wearing white and they're like making out in a field.
Aw, how romantic.
And then I scrolled over and she's doing the baby bump pose.
Oh, my God.
What am I supposed to do?
Is your heart broken?
I'm just like, I wasn't expecting this today.
Well, I guess you're going to tell the boss you got to go home.
I think I need to call out for the rest of the day. This is so not what I wanted to talk about. And in fact, I don't think I can even continue on. I really want you to go tell the boss. I have to leave. Why? Emotional reasons.
Justin Bieber is having a baby.
I gotta go.
It's not mine. It's not mine.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You really got to start avoiding your work and just standing next to the printer because you hear all of the work tea over there.
Yeah, I do need to hang out there more, I guess.
I always act like I'm printing a lot of things, but if you look at my job, there's really barely any printing that happens.
I can start touching the warm paper.
But I was standing over there and I was getting all the tea and I heard it from a coworker who heard it from another coworker that heard it from one more coworker that someone's trying to change their name here.
Which is a pretty hard thing to do.
I know.
Once you're like named something around here, you're kind of stuck with it.
Exactly. You remember, well, not do you remember, you know Andrew, right?
Yeah. So I'm literally 20 minutes ago.
He comes and helps us with our show. You've heard him a couple times talk to us. We usually ask him man things because we don't know what men do.
He's our go-to man.
Exactly. He also produces over at 1600 ESPN. He's actually helping right now the gym class, and he'll be after that, Spencer on Sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to change his name. He no longer wants to go by Andrew. He's thinking about going by Producer Duty.
Now hear me out.
Duty as in other duties as assigned. Because he does a lot. More than just producing. He helps us.
Mm-hmm.
He does odds and ends all over the building. He's like, I really am the other duties as assigned.
If that was a person, then yes, it would be Andrew.
100%, that's what I'm thinking. He totally is the definition of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think he could go by Producer Duty. He's kind of vouching for it.
I am into it. I also like to say the word duty.
I know, think it's who doesn't
fun.
It?
And producer duty. It's kind of sick.
I know, right? So I'm kind of hoping it happens. But it reminds me back in the day, I think it was like 2016 when I started here, Schulte and Swan was the morning show. And back then they used to give street teamers names.
Yes.
I was rah-rah because I was a cheerleader.
Like rah-rah. Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. That's creative.
Yeah, so I got one of those names.
I can't tell you what my name is because I didn't have a street team name.
You didn't get one?
No, I started a couple years after you. And the Morning Scramble was a fresh new show and weren't really doing nicknames at that point unless you were like a double name of somebody else here already had your name. So I've just been Taylor.
Oh my God.
Since I started.
That's so sad.
I know. Like there's literally nothing interesting about me.
Yeah, it's kind of boring. And you're competing with Taylor Swift.
I will never win.
I hate to brag, but I got a name from Schulte and Swan when I was a street teamer. And I went by Rah Rah back then. Didn't last very long.
It didn't stick.
But I got a nickname as a street teamer. And then eventually I went by Destiny because I did weekends on air here for like a year or two. And then if you don't know, I did move to Missouri and I did radio there.
Yeah.
What most people don't know is that I went by a different name there.
What?
Yeah, when I was in Missouri and I did radio there, I didn't go by Destiny.
I'm sorry, I don't know you. I don't know her anymore, and I
feel lied to. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, I did go by Destiny. However, I faked a last name. I went by Destiny Ryan. That's not my last name.
What? Where did that even come from?
I wanted a last name, so I just said, I don't know, we went through so many different last names as an option. We chose Ryan. Then about a couple weeks later, we realized that's a mistake because there was another guy who was on air who was like Josh Ryan. So then people thought we were married and we weren't. So then eventually I had to ditch my last name.
That's weird. Not gonna lie.
You don't like that?
I wouldn't have pictured it, and I'm glad you ditched it because I'm not calling you that.
I hate to say it, but jealousy does not look good on you, girlfriend.
I know. Thanks.
You're very jealous because I was telling you that Andrew, one of our street teamers, also helps out on our brother station, 1600 ESPN. He wants to maybe switch his name from Andrew to Producer Duty, as in other duties as assigned.
I love it. I want this to work.
Me too. And then I was telling you that I used to go by Rah-Rah because that's what Schulte and Swan gave me years and years ago. Then when I moved to Missouri and I did radio for them there, I went by Destiny Ryan. And you're kind of getting a little jealous because you're like, I've always just been Taylor.
It's just me. I'm just Taylor. And it's like kind of like stupid and boring.
Okay, so I'm like, all right, we got to figure out a nickname for you or something. Just so that you feel a little bit better about yourself.
I would like an option at least to be somebody else.
Amanda, if you had to give Taylor a nickname, what would you give her?
Amazeballs.
Amazeballs? I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? That's a good option.
I would love to go walking into like a really serious business meeting and be like, hey, I'm Amazeballs.
All right. So I went around the office and I asked people what they would call you.
Yeah, because you've been real suspicious for the last like 15 minutes, like leaving me in here. And I'm like, what is she doing?
All right. Producer Ben said he would call you Taylor Twirl. And the reason for that is because you used to dance. And he was trying to go with a dance word that kind of goes with your names. Taylor Twirl.
Okay. I like that. That's creative.
Now, Lady J went with something you like, which is cats. So she was going to call you Meow Mix.
Ooh. I would have to become like a real DJ like her.
You got to learn how to do that.
Oh, my God. If I could. Yeah. Okay. I just found my new career path.
Andrew, producer duty, said maybe Dancer T.
Okay, I think we could workshop that one maybe okay. a little bit.
Kylie said cool girl, only because you give off that cool girl aesthetic.
That is too nice. Not true at all.
Sean said graphic girl, because you always make graphics for us.
That sounds like I'm exposing myself to people. I don't know. I don't like that.
And then my personal favorite, which is Kelly. She said, Kelly Lala said, Megan Thee Stallion. And that's a personal inside joke between the two of you, but she says, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
I like Megan Thee Stallion. I do think, however, I may run into some confusion
between the real Megan Thee Stallion.
Well, can you imagine? It's like, oh my gosh, Megan Thee Stallion's going to be at this concert tonight, and it's just me that shows up.
Feel like you're not really in love with some of the nicknames that were given to you just now.
There were some that I feel like had some potential. There were some that definitely could use a little bit of work.
Mm-hmm. I think I might have the nickname of all nicknames for you.
Okay.
Loretta just texted me and she said I would call her Picasso because of her artwork. Ooh. Dude, that makes you sound so cool.
Dude, that's too nice. I'm like, I don't know about Picasso.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, if anybody wants to call me that, I will.
Moving forward, I'm calling you Picasso.
We'll see how long that sticks.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's good crying weather.
I was just thinking that.
Were you really?
That I might go home and have a good cry. I have no reason to. I'm just trying to find one.
I'm like kind of fantasizing about like crying on my way home from work in the car. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like sort of peaceful.
Honestly, that's why I want to do it.
You need the clouds, which we have. It's a little overcast. I feel
like a little chilly.
It's a little chilly. It's a little windy. There's like some sad
vibes out there.
Sad plants like keeled over out there. Now all we need is like the perfect cry song. Crack a window down.
Just let it all out.
Have a little weep.
That's kind of what I was thinking about doing. I just need a reason to cry. And right now I just don't have one. So if you feel like hitting me with something sad or you just want to like roast me of some sort, I'll take it.
Be careful what you wish for. I'll work on my material over here.
Can you wait till closer when we're leaving, like around 6:50?
Oh, yeah, because I don't want to see you cry. I don't know what to do in those situations.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't grow up doing chores.
You know what? I mean, like, I did, but we didn't have, like, okay, you do this, and my brother did this. Mm-mm. We didn't have a chore list.
I didn't even have that. Like, it was, you just keep your room clean, and I barely even did that. Like, there was no chores.
Yeah, clean up after yourself.
So I feel like I don't really know how to do them as an adult, and that's why I'm asking you, how do you split chores with your partner? When I'm living with neighbor man, and we haven't really discussed, like, who's doing what.
Right.
And I don't know if that's something you're supposed to do in a relationship. Are we supposed to say, you're trash man, and I'm laundry woman? I don't know. Is that what people do?
It's like the weirdest superheroes ever.
sounds dumb when I ask you, how do you split chores with your partner? But I'm being serious because we don't really talk about this. Nobody talks about how you should or shouldn't split chores with your partner.
Alisa, what do you do in your relationship?
We split it by what we hate. I hate laundry, so he does laundry. He hates dishes, so I do the dishes.
What do you do if you both hate like doing the toilet or something? Like, what if there's something like that?
Then you kind of have to trade off. I'll do it one time, you do it the next time.
I agree with this. I agree with Alisa 100%. I feel like he does like trash. I don't like doing trash.
Mm-hmm, that's
it's
gross.
Stinky. And he doesn't really like washing dishes and he doesn't like doing laundry. So I pick up the slack in that, in those places. But the things we both hate, like, I don't know, scooping litter.
Yeah.
We trade off every night. And sometimes we get to the point where we barter.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'll do it for the next 2 nights. If you do it for a week after that.
Oh, I like that.
It's so fun.
Ironically enough, I kind of feel like Justin Timberlake, a little selfish.
Wow.
I don't know. I have never sat down and talked about chores with a partner before. Like, hey, do you like cleaning the toilet? Because I'm like, do people do that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's like the dumbest conversation because it's like, oh, do you like cleaning the toilet? No. Who does? Who likes doing chores?
If you made me sit down and ask me about chores, I'm going to tell you I don't like any of them. And I don't want to do any of them.
Exactly that. I like what Sabrina said on our Facebook page because we're asking how you split chores with your partner. Like, what is your method, I guess? She says, I clean because I'm the only one that does it right. LOL. He does the handy things I can't do. Sometimes there's those things that you're like, I'd rather just
do it myself.
I just need to do it myself. Alice, how do you split chores in your relationship?
So basically I do what he doesn't like and he does what I don't like. So I hate doing dishes cause I don't like my hands being wet and he hates doing laundry cause he just got to sit there for way too long. And then like once a week we have like a, we both are cleaning the house type vibe.
Okay. So what do you do if like one of you are out of town or like one of you is ill or something and like can't take up your half of the chores?
Well, I mean, that's just, you know, relationships are never 50-50. That's not how it's going to work. Sometimes all your partner can get is 20 and you gotta give 80, and if you don't have 80, it's just about having the conversation and not getting mad. Like, you know, sometimes our dishes pile up, sometimes our laundry piles up, but we're not gonna be mad with each other because we know that sometimes it's just not something you have the capability to take care of, especially when a lot of other things are going on.
God, that's a healthy relationship.
Wow.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I'm starting to think we are the biggest disappointment in our mother's life right now.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I think this because, one, you and I both don't have a gift.
Shh.
Sorry. A gift yet for our mom, so we're giving her a trivia question. But number two, tonight's trivia question has to do with going to the bathroom.
Yeah, nothing says happy Mother's Day. Right, like that.
I really hope they're proud of us.
Sorry, Mom.
Anyways, tonight's trivia question. Moms are great at multitasking. While using the bathroom, this is the most common activity they are also doing. What is it?
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Don't forget, this weekend is Mother's Day. Taylor?
Sound the alarm. It sneaks up on you every year, but you do not want to be the kid that shows up empty-handed.
Well, your other siblings went above and beyond, and they got her a gift.
How about the gift of trivia? Yeah, that counts.
That does count. So I've got another one for you tonight. Moms, they're really great at multitasking. So while using the bathroom, this is the most common activity they are also doing. What is it?
So talented. 0273 said brushing their teeth.
I do that. I'm not even a mom.
I feel like everybody's been in that kind of rush.
Yeah. 9183 said shopping online. I know you do that too.
It's a private space.
Sometimes it's our best shopping guy.
I don't need anybody to know what I'm shopping for. 1692 said folding laundry. That's skillful.
What? Oh, I was thinking that is brilliant. Oh. Because, like, even, I don't know, not everybody has their washer and dryer in their bathroom, but for me, we do.
I wish.
Oh, my God, it's the best thing ever. And I'm like, I should be doing this. Mm. While I'm taking a number one or two, I'm folding one or two more clothes.
I could have gone my whole life without hearing that. Truly.
You're welcome. Moms are great at multitasking. And while using the bathroom, this is the most common activity they are also doing. What is it? Okay, my question is, why doesn't like Amazon Prime do something kind of like Netflix? You know how they're like...
Toilet time?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like when they're like, Netflix is like, are you still watching? Mm. I could imagine Amazon being like, Taylor, are you still scrolling on the toilet shopping?
You still parked on the... the porcelain throne.
Do you lose feeling in your legs? I think you did.
I know that you're down to shop some more.
Sunday is the big day for mom. It's Mother's Day. Let her sleep in 5 more minutes, please.
Leave her alone, honestly. I think that's what they want.
I think. Moms are great at multitasking. So while using the bathroom, this is the most common activity they are also doing. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
they are reading.
Reading on the toilet.
They are reading on the toilet.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever...
I usually see my dad doing that. Well, I saw my dad doing that. I don't
that
really see
that. Does feel
mom.
Like a dad thing. I don't know. Can you count like reading, like Facebook?
Right.
Instagram stories.
Well, followed by reading, which is the most common thing for our mom to do while she's on the toilet, is talking on the phone, which means your mom is totally talking to you on the phone.
No, and you know what? It's not even her fault because normally it's like she'll answer, hey, I'm in the bathroom. Can I call you back? And then you're like, well, what would you wait? Wait a minute. I got to just, it's a quick question. And then 3 hours later, you're finally off the phone.
Followed by that is meditating, watching TV, drinking coffee. And here's where there's eating also on that list where I'm like, wow, moms really can do everything. Mm. Not only is she on the toilet doing whatever she's doing, most moms are also balancing the checkbook. I don't even know how to balance a checkbook, let alone do it while I'm on the toilet.
I was going to say I'd like to see you try, but I take that back so quick.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I think if you had to think of who is the coolest woman in the entire United States right now.
Me.
Oh. Get a grip, man. Absolutely not. You're probably saying Caitlin Clark, duh.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is
yeah,
just
yeah.
bonus points that she happens to
I
be.
I am nowhere near Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I will confirm you are not. You have nothing on her. And obviously we all are like super sensitive to loving everything she's doing because yeah. she's homegrown. We love that. But... she is going to be sneaking into our lives in a way I don't think any of us expected. I want to take you back to like middle school, high school, our time. When somebody threw something in the trash, what would they say?
Oh, it was probably Kobe.
Kobe, yeah. Uh-huh. Which is, you know, another great basketball player. And now...
or we would say LeBron.
LeBron, yes. Sports knowledge. This is very
good.
That's
about as much as I know about sports.
And that'll do because it's coming out that in schools, actually, a story came from a PE teacher from Ohio who said that in her gym class, there are kids now taking like deep 3-point shots and they're yelling, Caitlin Clark.
Why don't we just yell Clark?
Clark, CC, I feel like we can workshop it a little bit, but now I'm like, I got to start throwing stuff and get really good at throwing stuff from far away.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm trying to think if I have, oh, I have a pinch. I throw that.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Okay, well...
you gotta yell it.
This is a total disgrace to Caitlin Clark, because this is probably not gonna hit anything. Clark!
Did you hear that? That was good.
It hit the wall. Also, made a dent. Don't tell the boss.
Oh. It's not very Caitlin Clark of you.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon, and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Don't blame me for looking over my shoulder a lot, because I feel like I'm being followed by the cops.
Ooh.
I'm not bad. I've been very good, I'd like to think.
Mm-hmm.
But something's happening, okay? I got home last night, and in my parking lot of my apartment building, there's a cop just sitting in there. Inside the vehicle, there's two of them, one in the driver's seat, one in the front seat.
Yeah.
And I immediately was like, whoa, what the heck's going on with this?
Yeah.
We've been having some package stealing issues inside my building. So my first thought was, oh, maybe they're getting the guy.
Finally.
Maybe they finally got somebody. But I couldn't think of anything else. But as I was like getting out of my car in the garage, I'm like looking over. I'm like, okay, what are they doing? Are they doing paperwork? Are they like talking to somebody in the back
seat? Do they got binoculars? I don't know. Police officers.
Are they on a stakeout? I don't know. I like when I see a cop, I got to know what's happening. And if I can't figure it out, I got to figure it out in my own brain. So I came up with the story of they're sitting outside because they got tipped off that somebody snagged a package. And now they're waiting for them to leave so they can arrest him. But then I couldn't stop thinking about it. I got upstairs. I like was talking to my boyfriend like, oh, it's so weird that there's cops down here. Like, did you see them when you got home? And he said, yeah, they've been here for a while. So we start making dinner. And then he's like, I got to go to see if they're still out there, the cops. So he went out in our public hallway and was like peeking out the window like a little kid, like, are the cops still there? And they were gone. So then I was like, okay, now the fun's over. What am I supposed to do now? And I still don't know why.
Why they were there?
No, but my thought is...
They caught the person
who stole. They caught the bad guy, or so I hope.
What I'm concerned about is that when you see a police officer, I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they're outside your apartment, outside of work or something. You come up with this story in your head of why they're there.
Yeah, because like if I can't figure it out, if it's not obvious, like obviously the place isn't on fire or something, to ease my mind, it'll keep running if I can't figure it out. So I just make something up.
You know what I do?
Run.
No, I go find the cold hard truth. You know what? If they were outside my house in my neighborhood, I start going door to door to the neighbors.
Shut up. No, you don't.
Yes, I freaking do. Yes, I do. I go to the neighbors. I'm like, hey, do you know why the police officer's out there?
I thought you were going to say you Googled like a normal person.
I also Google. And then you know what I do? When the neighbors don't know, I go to the police officer. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You go full Karen. Like, excuse me, sir. What are you doing on the premises?
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.